Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Congratulations to Jeff with a G. You have won a four-pack of tickets to see the Nationals play the San Diego Padres Sunday, August 14th at 12.05 p.m., courtesy of Crop Metcalf. Let the five-star cooling experts at Crop Metcalf help you beat the summer heat. Air conditioning, maintenance, and repair, installation, and service agreements, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will assure your family's comfort all season long. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. That is the ad read. I will add parenthetically, get to go see Juan Soto playing for the Padres. Congratulations, Jeff G. Now, we're going to talk a little basketball, all right? We've been all football all day, but we're going to jump into a little Maryland Terrapin hoops with my guy Jeff Ehrman. Jeff Ehrman is the best Maryland reporter there is out there. You can follow him on Twitter at Jeff_Ehrman. Runs his own website, Inside MD Sports, part of the 24/7 Sports Network. Jeff, what up, man? Thank you for taking some time with me today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, JP. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the kind words.
I mean, you're the best guy doing it, dude. I'm not blowing smoke. I've told you that myself. So let's talk about it. Big news for the Terps yesterday. Obviously, Mark Turgeon quit on this team a little less than a year ago now. It was probably January or whatever. I guess it was like November or December. So they hired Kevin Willard from Seton Hall this offseason. Willard got his first big-time recruit. Tell us who they got and what we need to know about him.
Yeah, they got Jamie Kaiser. He's a 6'6 shooting guard from Burke, Virginia. He was a football recruit heading into the spring. You know, he was a good basketball player, but had more opportunities at football. And then all of a sudden, he performed really well on the AAU circuit, and a lot of schools started calling, including Maryland, which was basically his dream school. He'd grown up rooting for the Terps. And so they fended off some late competition from UCLA and Indiana and Virginia and got him. He's a really good shooter, but also a guy who can do a little bit of everything. I think that's why they like him. He's a really versatile player. And, you know, they really have to restock the roster. There's not a lot of established players there. So, you know, Kevin Willard has a lot of playing time to sell immediately. Next year's roster is almost wide open when you consider, you know, right now there's not much of any substance or any proven substance on the bench, and most of the guys in the starting lineup are seniors. So there's a ton of playing time. I think that was arguably the biggest thing with him, you know, along with having grown up a Maryland fan. So they got that done. That was a huge one, and now they're trying to move on to a couple other guys to fill that class for next year.
They haven't played a game yet, so it's maybe a little premature to start grading. But how is Willard fitting in now as the head coach of Maryland? Obviously, from like a program standpoint, the resources at Maryland have to be significantly higher than what they were at Seton Hall. I know Maryland doesn't maybe have the resources that Michigan or Carolina or somebody has, but they do have decent, if not good, resources. How's Willard fitting in?
I think he's fitting in, you know, better than anyone could have imagined. Everybody I talked to who spent time with him, you know, raves about him. The first thing they all say is he's a normal guy who you would sit down and drink a beer with. He's not one of these psycho coaches. He's not one of these salesmen. And, you know, Mark Turgeon was very likable too, but a little more in a guarded kind of conservative, you know, just kind of way, I think. So everybody's raved about him. He's done a really good job of focusing on bringing back a lot of former players. They've had virtually every star has come back from the past 20 years during the past few months. He's focused on that. That was a complaint during recent years. A lot of former players felt like they weren't wanted around. They weren't invited to come back, so it didn't feel like a family, so to speak. And then, you know, the players seem to like him, and obviously, you know, he's recruited pretty well up to this point, but, you know, this was the biggest score recruiting-wise so far. There was still, I think, some concern from fans, you know, about whether he'd be able to get these kinds of players, because in the spring, you know, in the transfer portal, he got good players, but this was the first really heated recruiting battle that he won, and so now there's a lot more belief that he can keep those top locals at home, which has always been the issue for Maryland.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes people are a little unreasonable in their expectations of keeping kids home. Like, it's easy to say that, but sometimes kids just want to get out of town.
Yeah.
And I never begrudge that. How good is this kid? Is this a one and done? Is this a two and done? Is this a four-year player? What are we talking about here? And do they expect him to grow more? 6'6 is big. If he's a 6'6 shooter, that's really good in college. I don't know that you're kind of one of many on a pro level.
Yeah, that's a good question. He, you know, ratings wise, he doesn't look like a one and done or a two and done. He's ranked number 70 in the country. Some of that is, I think, is because of where he started, you know, well outside the top 100, just because he wasn't a known commodity going into the spring. I think he's probably maxed out at 6'6. He's got good athleticism, not, you know, insane athleticism, but definitely good enough athleticism. He can shoot, and he's just a grinder. He's one of those guys with, you know, incredible work ethic. So, you know, I could see him being a guy who heads the NBA after a couple of years, but he's going to have to develop, you know, obviously. And that was another reason why he chose Maryland. He felt like he would develop there. But, you know, these days you never look at anybody as a four-year player, you know, except, you know, anybody who's anywhere in that top 100 range, you never look at as a four-year player, because even if they're not a legit NBA prospect after 3 years, they still leave a lot of the time. But it's really hard to project with him. He'll get the chance to play right away and showcase himself. I can definitely see him being a guy who goes off to the NBA after a few years, but he's not one of these surefire five-star guys who you're like, you know, we're only going to have him for a year.
Gotcha. I think it's great that Willard identified a prospect. Kind of was, I don't know if I read it from you or if Willard said it, but it said this kid's our number one priority. They got him. I like that a lot. The other thing I would add with is he a 2-3 year player with the transfer portal? Who the hell knows what anybody is anymore? What do you think of how do the Terps stack up in the NIL world? Like, what is their plan going forward? Because I know, you know, everybody thinks Kevin Plank just has to keep cutting checks. If I'm Kevin Plank, at some point, yeah, I don't want to keep cutting checks all the time.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I think that is, from what I've been told, that is kind of his sentiment at this point, because he's just, you know, given time and time again, the biggest one, I think, being $25 million toward that $200 million football facility that they have now. You know, football-wise, they haven't announced their NIL plan yet. I think their program will launch pretty soon. From what I'm told, it'll be significant. Basketball-wise, they've been doing it for a while now. Players who come to Maryland, you know, Maryland is going by the book. I'll put it that way. Players who come to Maryland they know that once they get there, they'll have an opportunity to earn some good money on NIL with charity appearances and social media and other things. But it's not one of these Miami kind of situations where you're just shopping and just, you know, dropping six figures on players left and right. I mean, they openly, you know, anybody who follows it knows by now that the mega booster John Ruiz there paid $800,000 for a basketball transfer for 2 years. And, you know, not even a superstar, a very good player, but it's not one of those deals. So they're playing it by the book, but they do have opportunities there, and I would say it's definitely helped them in recruiting in some instances.
All right, good. Call me crazy, but things at the University of Miami tend to kind of ebb and flow. So things might go well, and then they'll fall apart, and I won't be stunned by anything that happens down there. two quick ones. How's Loxley's football team look this fall? God, I wish they were still in the ACC because they could win 7, 8, 9 games and go to good bowls. They're just in such an impossible division in the Big Ten.
It really is tough. I always say they're pushing a million-pound boulder up a hill every year. No matter how much better they look, that schedule is still crushing. But they are better. They do have their most loaded offense in years. I mean, probably their most talented offense since the Frisian years. They have, obviously, Tagovailoa back. He broke most of the school passing records last year. You'd hope he'll be even better, cut down on some of those mistakes. You have your entire starting offensive line. You've got a wide receiver core that, you know, is probably one of the top 10 in the country, definitely one of the best in the Big Ten if Dante Dimas is healthy, which appears he is. Really talented young running backs. There's a lot of questions on defense. There's talent there, too, but as always, you know, that's the question. Maryland just hasn't held up defensively since they joined the Big Ten. So, long story short, they've got their best shot to do something. But, again, the schedule's rough. So, whereas, like you said, if they're in the ACC, you'd be dreaming about 9 or 10 wins. Maybe you're thinking that getting eight with this schedule would be the jackpot.
Last one, Big Ten, adding USC and UCLA. I find it impossible to believe that they're done now. You think they go westward expansion or somebody else on the East Coast or Notre Dame or what?
Notre Dame is the big domino. They just keep holding out on everybody year after year. I think they like being the prom queen, just having everybody ask them over and over again to go with them. So that's the big one. Maybe nothing happens until Notre Dame decides, whenever that might be. And then I think, you know, from what I've been told, the Big Ten is interested in Stanford and Oregon, which other people are saying, you know, they don't believe the Oregon. I think there's a good chance they will go after Oregon. And then last time around, you know, they wanted three schools from the ACC, North Carolina, Georgia Tech, and Virginia. Those teams are bound by this grant of rights, in which they would have to pay an ungodly amount to leave. But, you know, I'm sure that I think there's lawyers working around the clock to get schools out of that, including Clemson and Florida State, which seem like they'll inevitably leave for the SEC, in my mind, one way or another. So, you know, I don't know when the next round will be. No one does because, I mean, look at this USC-UCLA thing. It just popped up out of the blue. It's amazing to be able to keep something, a deal of that stature with a major universities and a major athletic conference completely quiet. So who knows? Could be 2 years. It could be tomorrow. They're pretty good at moving in silence.
Absolutely. Speaking of moving in silence, Jeff, you know how much I am a fan of your work. I'm just going to remind you that you are on 106.7 The Fan with B. Mitch and Finley.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, sir. I got you.
I appreciate the time, brother. Thank you, man.
Thank you, JP. Have a good one.
All right. Later, brother. That's our friend Jeff Ehrman from InsideMDSports.com and Maryland 24/7 does a great job covering the Terps. If you're a Terps fan like me, he is the one seed of reporters. Give him a follow at Jeff_Ehrman. We got Pete Haley joining us at 1 o'clock, breaking down major news out here in Ashburn at Commanders Park, where defensive line coach Sam Mills is gone. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.